Blog Talk Radio.
Stop it.
I'm just, you know it. It's just me, little old me, crush the, you know what it is, Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadow Weed Gorilla, crush the catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove. So fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Lego. Yeah. It's another great Thursday. It's going to be another great show. And I got to bring in the greatest co-host of all time. And he's actually on time this week. So give him a hand clap for that. I'm impressed with him right now. Damn. Go ahead, co-host. Hello, co-host. This nigga. Flay, you're live.
Yo. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Kiss my ass, nigga.
See, why you gotta start her already?
Nigga, you started talking about finally on time and all this other shit. Nigga, I'm always on time.
No, you're not.
It's good, man. Y'all know who it is, man. So flame, shadowy, you know. That's all it is, man. Let's get it. What's going on with you?
You suck with the tagline. Why don't you just become
I ain't doing all that
tagline
shit. I ain't with all that shit. Man, ain't nobody got time for all that. I'm busy.
Oh, you're whack. That's why you're whack, man. Anyway, just killed the whole momentum. Yes, I guess Mr. Everything got to bring it back like always because I am the energy of this show, if I do say so myself, which I am. And I'd be damned if anybody going to tell me I'm not. So, yes. It's going to be a great show. And everything. We got great music. We got great headlines. And it's some crazy headlines popping off. We got cults. We got domestic violence cases. And we got people quitting music. And we also have battles that we need to review and recap. So, yeah. It's going to be one of those good ones, Flay. Is you ready? Is you ready, Flame? Oh my God, you suck.
Damn,
are
you
reading
niggas and shit?
Huh?
So you put niggas on mute, nigga? That's how you feel?
Damn right, that's how I feel right now. But is you ready?
No doubt, man.
All right.
Definitely got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's going on with you? I mean, big things is going popping with the whole Shadow Week camp. So why don't you just break it down? Yeah,
right now we're getting ready for Saturday. You know, we got the big show Saturday for Kiss 101.7. Boy O'Flame going to be performing in front of like 4 or 5 different record labels. Some judges and all that, you know what I mean, for the spot for the big Kiss Jam 11 with Ace Hood, K Michelle, Cash Out, you know what I mean, some other artists and all that. So, you know, we're gonna do what we do.
Wait. You said what?
What?
What name did you say in there?
Which one? Ace Hood. K Michelle, Cash Out.
Stop right there.
K Michelle?
Yeah. Hold on, hold on. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And she hosting the after party at Mood Swings.
Oh, motherfucker, you gotta win now. You gotta win now. How many? Damn it. K Michelle is like my perfect woman. She's tattooed, she's short, she got fat ass, and she country.
You're probably the only person excited to see her.
I get fuck fuck out of here. I love Kay. Kay, I love Kay. I love you. I love you, boo-boos. She's the only reason why I watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. All the mother heifers can go fly into a river. All the mother birds can fly into a river, but Kay, she got a piece of my heart.
Nah, it's
but yeah,
be a
you
got to
win.
I'm going to win regardless. So I'm going to win regardless. You know
right.
how you do.
Yeah, you got a point. You definitely got a point.
So, yeah, it's going to be some good competition there. You know what I mean? They got the 10 hottest acts of the area right now. So
Who's the performing?
Honestly, I don't even know. I know the boy Judge is supposed to be there. Fame Official.
Right.
I think the chick Gutter, who got the gloves on Smash right now, she's supposed to be there. And I don't know who else is supposed to be there after that. Nobody, it was like a secret. Like, nobody really knew the list. Even though they've been saying it on the radio, but I don't have time to really listen to the radio that much, so I won't be hearing the list.
True.
I even asked some of the people that work at the station. They'd be like, man, we forgot. Like, what do you mean?
How you forget?
I don't know. Either they ain't filling a lot of the artists that's on there or what. Like, I can't answer that. So,
I don't know.
We'll see Saturday. You know what I mean? I ain't even worried about who else going to be there.
That's that cocky shit.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, I can't focus on who's going to be there, you know what I mean? All I'm worried about is me and what we going to do.
I respect that. I definitely can respect that. But, yeah, we here. We're talking too much. So we're going to get into the music. And why not start it off with the single that's been driving the streets crazy from you, Flame? How about that?
All right, let's do it.
That good old Bada Zing video coming soon.
Yep.
Yeah. You're rocking with Shell. Next to Blow. Tag out.
Bada ding, bada day. Oh, flame, bada ding, bada day. Bada ding. out to Zeddeman. Bossy up in it. Miss Adderley, man. Yeah, I stay rocky and I roll, man. I'm rock and roll all day, all the way. You know what I'm saying? Falls and chains, crossbones and things. You know what I'm saying? Angel wings. Let's go, rock and roll. Confusing, see, cause I'm a shot kind of guy. Confidence came true and leave it so fluently. Yeah, with the music, see, cause I'm start to go and get into a zone. I snap like I'm bomb mixed with Mystic Kyle. With twist, twisted with an angry undertone. So sick that I know I'm the shit. Go out to the club and get the joint on my dick. Wanna shout at a thug, you should've checked the trick. Now I'm walking out the door with a pump on my stick. You mad at me cause I got your bitch. Cause you wasn't knowing what you was supposed to do. Kid, messing with a man, so she rolling with a click. Eating long links, sauces, fucking on click.
You try to ride when we up in the club. She rocking, rolling body. I'm over my weapon and love. She running, grabbing in the back. Beating up the action.
Which is my co-host, O'Flynn, and the second song was Rock and Roll, featuring my other shadowy brethren, As for the Veteran, and Boss. Y'all already know. But, Flame, where you at?
I'm right here. It was good.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out. In fact, trying to figure out, do I want to go into the headlines off so yet? Because I want to talk about one of these headlines so badly. But we definitely got a 302 caller, so I'm going to say one of these headlines, and I'm going to get into the 302 caller. And then 302-333, caller, you're coming up right after I drop these headlines. So stay on the line. All right. Now, time for the headlines.
Good evening. This is Crusty Catalyst, and these are your headlines.
Anybody been wondering where Craig Mack is lately?
Nope.
You're an asshole.
Where you been at?
Huh?
So where you been?
Sadly, Craig Mack is in a cult.
A coma?
A cult.
Oh, a cult. I was about to say, damn, I take that back.
The hell kind of cult he is?
Craig Mack is in a cult that's leader is a registered child molester child molester.
Wow.
And his family been trying to get him out for years, but to no avail.
Wow.
Yeah. Where's Diddy when you need him?
I don't know. That's like the curse of Bad Boy.
I know. Everybody get fucked up. Like, having a loon. Having a loon.
Did he just get locked up or something, or are you still on the run?
I think Loon's still on the run. No, was it Loon or G Dep that was on the run?
Nah, Loon was on the run. Yeah, went to another country.
Yep, it was Loon, matter of fact.
G Dep, the one that, is he the one that turned himself in?
Yep.
For the murder charge that he did like 20
yep.
years ago? Yeah. So you know it's bad, but you had no choice but to turn yourself in for something you did 20 years ago, something that you completely got away with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it that bad over there?
Damn you, bad boy.
Huh?
Damn you, bad boy. That's all you can do is, damn you, bad boy.
Totally. Like, either if you go a bad boy, either you die, turn to Christ, throw yourself in jail, or go on a run. Like, what successful artist stayed successful at Bad Boys besides Diddy? Nobody.
Go ahead. Y'all can think about it. Think about it. Can't say Biggie because he's dead. I'm
yep.
Don't worry. I'm waiting. You can't think of nothing about it? Okay. All right. Just checking. Now, the next, we just going to get into the next topic. 50. 50. Oh, 50. He know how to fuck himself up. Curtis Jackson. I can't even finish the song. Well, Curtis. Mr. Curtis is in court right now. He just pleaded not guilty to a domestic violence charge against his baby mom. Allegedly, he smacked the shit out of her. The judge ordered him to stay away from her and to turn in all his guns. So, don't know. They say turn in all his guns, so I guess he pistol whipped her.
Damn.
They didn't say how he hit her. They just say he hit her. They didn't say how he hit her. So if he's saying turn in all his guns, he might have pistol whipped her.
I heard he didn't even touch her. I heard, he's laying there and he fucked up the whole apartment, which he paid for, and it's in his name. So literally, it's his apartment, so he has every right to fuck it up.
True, very true.
Yeah, like, there's nothing she can do about that. He can't get him in trouble for fucking up his own property.
Yeah, you can. She's a woman. She can. He's a woman. He's a high-profile celebrity. Yes, she can.
Like, you see, I told him he's turning his guns. Like, you think he's going to go shoot her? Like, are you serious? You think he's going to do that himself? You know what I mean? It ain't him with the gun that you need to worry about. It's the motherfucker next to him.
Yeah. I mean, really.
That's just dumb. That's a dumbass order. That's stupid.
I don't know. It is what it is, but... And to all the females that are listening, I'm about to upset y'all. I'm really about to upset y'all. Chris Brown tweeted... Hold on, let me get the day right. Okay, today is Thursday. So Chris Brown tweeted on Tuesday that his upcoming album will probably be his last. He says, he goes on Twitter and says, "Don't worry, mainstream America. This X album is probably going to be my last."
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. I think it's publicity hype. Because how many times did Jay say that his last album was going to be his last album? He said the Blueprint was going to be his last album. Because remember, Jay said the Blueprint was going to be a last album. The Black Album was going to be a last album. Kingdom Come was going to be his last album. Yeah. Jay been doing that
for... I think he's going through the pressures of the game. That's all it is. Sometimes he's excited. Yeah. Everything he do, it gets scrutinized. You know what I mean? He probably just need a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He can simply get it popping with his artists, like, shit.
Yeah, or he can break off and go back to doing movies, you know what I mean? But maybe, you know, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, or that.
But all that, you know, even with that, he's still being alive, like, you know what I'm saying? He just need to stay the fuck out the cameras and chill in the house for a minute.
Yeah,
that's all that
true.
Is.
But we want to get into this caller. We're going to get into the 302-333. Oh, I love easy numbers, and so does my dyslexia. 302-333. Caller, you're live on the show. Next to below.
Like, yeah. That's good.
The Trinity, baby! The Trinity!
That's what I'm talking about. You say you surprised I'm awake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down here parlaying with some bad Betty.
Man, it sounds like you just woke up.
Oh, no, I'm feeling nice, and I'm sipping on a little something, and I'm parlaying with this bad joint.
All the bad joints
you know,
are there. How you doing?
I got the reminder. No, I in the crib. I'm sitting outside. I got the reminder. Smack me in the head like, yo, I gotta call in. Gotta make sure my niggas know I'm here.
Right. Well, tell all the bad Jones, I said hello. How you doing? I'm Chris Catalyst.
I got you.
So what's up with you?
Nothing chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? Working on some new material, trying to get the computer upgraded so that we can do bigger and better things. You know what I mean? Chilling.
Hey, this nigga had a busy week.
Huh?
But you had a busy week, nigga.
A busy week?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That shit was fun, though. Definitely a busy week, though, man. It's been a busy week. We're doing some things.
Yep, man. I'm still mad.
Y'all, I don't know. We got them doing the DMX show Friday. We did that on PA. You know what I'm saying? That was turned out close to 1,000 people.
Crazy. Then after that, we did Voltage Club.
Yeah, the boy Griffin, Rich Quick, and everybody. Snoop Lion.
I was jumping with them. Yeah, man, that was cool, man. He was cool. I was like, right. You know, I got a thing for the roster thing. Even though I'm not a full roster, I'm not a roster myself, I got a thing for the roster thing. So, you know, I like that.
That's what had me tagging up. They had him in the newspaper, too.
Say again?
So they had him in the newspaper.
Did they really?
Yeah, the Snoop Lion, like L-Y-I-N. I said, yo, that's crazy.
Dang.
Snoop Lion.
That's fucked.
Yeah,
but they did like a whole article on him, so you know what I mean? They interviewed him and all that.
True.
Right.
That's what's up, bro.
Snoop Lion.
Shout out to Disney, man. Don't stay on Disney. If you don't wait that Disney out there working shit. Shout out to him, man. What the hell was that? That was a boo.
Hey, man, what the hell are you sipping on over there?
Oh, man. I know.
Coconut and... That shit got me feel lovely, feeling nice, all right. And, you know, my mind goes like that when I do it. Let me not even do it to them, though. Oh, they in there partying, nigga. They in there listening to Make a Movie, Chris Brown. Getting the dancing and everything. I'm having a good time down there. I'm fine, you know, that's what I'm about.
Yo, so all the motherfuckers come out Saturday.
Yeah.
Don't come out Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. They're going one, too. I'm bring out a couple people with me.
T.Y., everybody.
I'm bring out a couple people with me. Yep, I surely am. I have T.Y. I'm going to have Shelly that, you know, with me. I'm going to have his John with us. And I'm dying to see what else I could do to get somebody else out there. And I'm going to shop the John around and let everybody know come out. So
yeah,
I'm going to do the street marketing. All right. Come out, support the team, nigga. Oh, y'all going in? Yeah, man. They're going in. Come out, support. Come out, support. Come out, support. Y'all niggas need to come out, support. Make sure we blast it on everything, man. Carmel, I'm the one that needs to actually do that. Niggas be doing your ham jam. Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. What up, Crush?
Yeah, that's what it did, dope. That's what it did, dope. Well, we about to get into some of your music.
All right.
Rock out. So if you stay tuned. If you go back to the party, go back to the party. But yeah, you know what it is. You can always come back and everything. More than welcome.
Right, you already know. Look, I'm going to be listening all night. Even if I'm not online or a call, I'm listening. And I'm definitely calling and coming back in if my team are happy.
No doubt. Yeah, we about to get into this as for the veterans. Fuck them all. Because that's
how you usually... I know you niggas hate me, so fuck them all.
That should pop in my head at least once a day. Huh?
I said that pops in my head at least once a day.
I know. It really do. You know what? I know how I'm gonna play this. Just peep my
feet, Flame.
You rocking with the show. It's
next
to blow. Lag out.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see her in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of her.
get wiped out. When I step up on stage, they amazed. Not too many people witness a four-alarm blaze. When you step up on stage, they get quiet. 30 seconds in, they about to start a riot. Me, I do what I want, drop it in and buy it. Music jumping out the trunk like the DC sniper. You, they like, why you even trying? Listen to your tape, it's equivalent to dying. No matter how they take it, screwed or chopped up, no matter how they play it, or flames are caliente, no matter how they say it, referring to me, just say that I'm the greatest. Y'all niggas be faking with that assalamu alaikum, playing with the fools, see y'all talking to the bacon, demolition derby, driving through New Jersey, out for the bread, lettuce, cheese, and cold turkey, creeping through the lobby, rolling with a Tommy, or sawed off shoddy, like guns is my hobby, about to catch a body, strong on virus, shooting that record is X, my singing lighty. Just wave your hands now. Niggas ice rolling, I lay your mans down. Hip hop is dead, ain't nothing to save now. I blame it on Niles, the fuck can he say now?
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Ass down. I hear it in your flow. Niggas copying my sound. You influenced by my bars. Here's a shot. Stick around. This swerving in the road. Me, I'm steady in my lane. Done with the brainstorming. About to make it rain. Been through hell. Died to sleep. About to cause a hurricane. Until you dealt with me, you have never felt her pain. Nigga, I'm your flame. The truest one and only. If they ain't got the tag, then them niggas not my homie. I don't need a crew. I do my dirt. I'm by my lonely. All about the money. Nigga, you don't know me.
That's how you do a quick mix right there. Yeah. A fuck tape playlist. You know what I need to add into that?
What?
Our fuck rant. Wouldn't that be a great addition into that?
That'd be a nice little skit.
Yeah. That's got to go in the Shadow E album. Because that shit was hilarious.
Yeah, we got a few of them joints that can probably go in there. The pressure joint.
The pressure's too long to go in there.
Shit, make it a section.
True. But yeah. I ain't done playing music yet, but so, yo, how about we go on to our Aviator Keys playlist right quick?
Shit, I'm with that.
Okay, let's rock out, shit, because he sent me three songs, so I think I might just play all three of them right here, right now, because I can do what I want, because this is my show. I mean, right? This is our show, Flame, so we can basically do what the hell we want.
Whatever the hell we want.
All right, Aviator Key, we're gonna do Closure first. We're going to go into Closure, we're going to go into Fun, and then we're going to go into his new single featuring Gator and SC called Never Stop This Party. So you're rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Leg out.
What? Yeah. What? This pimpin' right here, this sway, baby. F.O.D. I want to introduce you to a different lifestyle. And I know we just met, but nah, that go. Come closer. We only message now, it's just social. But your man abusive, he tangible, so get rid of him and get focused. I don't call, I just text you. Delete that, he peep that, he gonna stress you. Believe that, you know the Lord gonna test you. You just gotta stay strong, make the best move to the rescue. No nigga shining armor. Wouldn't do you like that, believe in karma. And I know a lot of niggas seeing designer. They ain't see that ass in pajamas, okay? If you coming, then I'm coming. No pun intended, let me explain. I wanna be wherever you are. Let's get love paid, tell them keep the pain. Chemistry like that class, I hate it. Failed to make it to your graduation. He junior high and this love collegiate. Girl, tell that nigga you graduated. Now I wanna be the one to make you leave him or make you tell lies. No, he can't lay you like a knee, so I'd rather take his place. I can't even be the nigga on the side. Know you like wine, know you like seafood. Crab legs, heavy butter on them bitches. We can spend a little time, cause I'm trying to keep you. You the bomb, you stunting on the bitches. And I always seem to meet the right girl, meet the right girl. I feel like it's always at the wrong time. Know you got a pass and I'm willing to accept that. I already know you overlooking mine, so
can we get a little closer, baby? Cause I've been waiting all this time and I figured it's time. We ain't gotta spend no time wasting no more time. Wasting no more time. We deserve each other, but you need to recover. Come closer, come closer. We deserve each other. Come closer.
The smallest of things that you do, you should know I'm thinking of you. You should know it's way too many people out here playing. Girl, there's an extinction of you. You should know it's real, you should know it's sincere. Light them up, let them know we in there. And your birthday in January, let's elope. That's a hell of a way to end years. And then we say cheers to the new. Speak out hypothetically, here we was in. Cause I ain't trying to come off too strong. Although a nigga really ain't got no patience. And I'm saving my peace of mind for that peaceful woman. Is that true? With your pure heart and your honest eyes, you see logic clearly won't do. Your ex screamed, he tried about 1,000 times and blamed everything on you. I can feel your pride slip to the side, mascara ran from that truth. Be strong, why I gotta be the one to heal you? Cry words to me, I feel you. I know we can make it through the BS. Think I'm finally noticing the real you. Beginning stages, ain't it crazy? Isn't everyone in it just to be in it? Like them nosy tenants, I work hard, she gon' get it. She be like, bitch, I'm about to get my master's and do whatever else come after. But that's a whole nother chapter. I'm tough as a dinosaur. She heard my songs, I rapped her. I rapped to her and now she love me like a actor. Mac to her, she said, I'm the last, it's no afters.
We deserve each other.
regardless of you know religion. And look at nine models like if you know what you missing. Yeah, I do it for y'all. Stripping all summer, paying for school in the fall. We on a dance floor, they whack glue to the wall. And if you take another shot, you're losing it all. But it's worth it, I swear. And you don't really give a fuck, you purposely care. And I just wanna live it up, I think you'd agree. So whenever you think of fun, you think of me. Place you in that fly shit, if that's what it takes to get you to smile. These moments gon' last forever, we only be here a while. And good nights, man, I gotta have. Wish I'm well, but karma a bad bitch. I'm hoping she kisses tail. Hell so long, can it hell so strong? Sticking to the script like I got Velcro on. Party, 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 let's all get wasted. 40 yard dash shot straight, no chase shit. Shorty got ass shot, should've got a facelift. Either way, I'm still loving her organization. And she shaking it like it's real. And the difference is something I can't feel. And good nights, man, I gotta have one, but it's M-O-E. I'm just trying to have. Yeah.
to the ones that couldn't be here to take a ride with me. I promise I would always love y'all like Whitney. We sightseeing in Vegas, but I'm fresh out the trap. Hit my nigga keys, like Walsall, where we at? Chain smoking, that just got my lungs on burning mad. Patron shot to my ties, I'm turned to the mat.
As long as you ain't gone home, I tell you what you want here. Like my own first six shots on me, if you and me, it's only fair. I could spell like one and two, if they were you, it's only fair. Look like you the single type, see, I don't know and I don't care. Shouldn't have let you walk out with that mini skirt and the meals on. My combo from the build off, but we ever had something to build on. Like four on the dot, been getting drunk, pretending I'm still gone. Like fuck, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up for what?
I only got one thing to say. That nigga go in.
Yeah. He's been holding it down for a minute.
Huh?
I said he's been holding it down for a minute.
Yo, but this whole crazy part is that's the first time I ever heard him. Like, everybody, what? I always heard people talking about him, but I never got the chance to listen to him. And when he sent the tracks in, I was like, okay, I finally get to hear him. Like, yo, that nigga go in. Respects to him. Shout out to ABA the Keys and everything. Doing it big for Delaware and everything. That's all. See, we are a power state. How many times do I got to tell him, Flame? Damn it, can we just, to all the Delaware artists out here, let's band together. Fuck it, let's band together so we can take over this motherfucking country. Take over the motherfucking world. It'd be easy. It would be, like, really, it would be so easy for us. All we gotta do is band the fuck together, band a brother type shit, and then rock out.
Yep.
Let's do this. Start the campaign now. Put your fist in the air.
We got all the resources.
Huh?
I said we got all the resources, you know what I mean?
Exactly! Like niggas really, like, y'all really don't know how easy it would be if we just band together. How you think them other regions did it? They band together.
I don't know. They won't get it till it's too late. You know what I'm saying? They'll scream that once the first person really get on. Then everybody's going to want to scream that. You know what I mean?
I've been proposing this since I really started, because I saw this. I saw this when I first started. Like, yo.
Yeah, but
power
they ain't going to want to do that until the first person get on, and then they going to want to start dick riding and hoping that person reaches his hand down to start pulling people up. You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden, there's going to be some kumbaya, let's come together type shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that person be me, because
we shall overcome and shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They jump into some Negro spirituals and shit.
I hope it ain't like that. Yo, but
exactly,
you know
how
what?
It's gonna be.
But yo, it's something I need to address. Yo. How you really realize how big hip hop is and mainstream America?
Yeah, why you say that?
I mean, I was watching Disney Channel yesterday, and like they was rapping about healthy food, eating healthy foods, like that's how big like hip hop is. Like we are the like. It's basically to the point where like, we're the crossover genre.
Like,
we're the ones that impact. We are the genre of music that impacts the most of the masses. You feel me?
It's been like that for years.
Like, we on Disney Channel week. You feel me?
Yeah. That's how it always been. You know what I mean? Like, once it started getting into the commercials, like the fast food commercials and pretty much every commercial started having that hip-hop type feel, that, you know, the cliche bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, that's what you know, like, it really crossed over, you know what I mean?
Right.
Car commercials, all that shit, like, that's what you hear. So, that's, I don't think any other genre really crossed over that big, you know what I mean? Maybe rock and roll for a short stint, but not the way hip-hop did.
Nah, not the way hip-hop did.
Everybody listens to hip-hop. I don't care who it is. The white dudes in the corporate offices, they listen to that shit. You know what I mean?
The soccer moms.
They all listen to it. They all listen to it.
Bumping like, that's my jam.
They all listen to it. They, you know, you got some old whitehead, 70 years old, you know what I mean, listening to Uncle Murder right now. Like, it'd be like that, you know what I mean?
It's real like that. It's really real like that.
It'd be like that.
It's so real like that. Like, we are the genre. Like, we are that crossover genre. Oh!
Yeah.
Quick shout out. Shout out to Amber Sade and everything. She tuned in, locked in. What up, BZ? You ain't even gonna say hi, Queen? Damn, you disrespectful.
I don't even know who you're talking to. What you say?
I said shout out to Amber Sade. She's locked in right now.
Amber,
yes.
What up, man? I didn't know who you said. She know what it is. That's what's up. Tell us, you need to press one to get on the line.
I think she's tuned in online. So, Amber,
okay.
Amber, call in and everything. The number is, hold on, let me remember it. Wait, give me a second.
718-664-9115.
There you go.
718-664-9115. Press 1 to go
call
live.
Me. Yeah, press 1 to talk to us.
To talk to me.
Nobody cares about you, Flame.
Talk to somebody that's taller than
my
you. Talk to somebody that's taller than you, not the same height.
No, it's shut up. But you know what? While we on controversy, because, yeah, it's about to get very controversial because I'm about to slap the fuck out of Flame. You figure that nigga talking about my height. Sensitive about my damn height. Shit. Want to talk about these battles?
You can do that.
Hold on. I gotta find my new shit. I got some new shit now. I gotta find it though.
Got that new shit?
Yeah, I got some new shit.
That new shit?
Yeah.
That reminds me, somebody was on Facebook talking about Master P, right? Asking if he should retire or whatever. And then somebody got on there and was like, yeah, he got that new limit. I said, what? And that's true. You know how many times he reinvented No Limit? Somebody does the new No Limit? It's like the eighth time. Like, that shit don't make no sense.
Yeah. And when people stop caring about it by after the third?
Yeah, after it was the new No Limit. So he got a nice lineup right now. I keep telling people don't sleep on it. He got Fat Trail. He's crazy with it. Alley Boy, which after he get T.I. and Jeezy to stop fucking him up and all that shit, he be all right. But he got a nice little roster with him, man. So I don't know. He might have a shot with this one, with the 12th New No Limit.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we'll see. But time for Battle Talk. We're going to take it to the Queen of the Ring, and we're going to take it to the URL, and we're going to take it to the King of the Dot, too. Which you want to go, King of the Dot, URL, or Queen of the Ring?
We're going to King of the Dot.
All right, King of the Dot. We're talking about J Pro versus JC. What's your take on it?
I think JC got it.
I give it to JC, too. I give it 3-0.
Yeah, but I was kind of impressed with J Pro though.
I was
like, he had a lot of funny ass lines. Like he actually had a lot of hate makers.
Yeah,
it just wasn't consistent enough for him.
Like I'm not sleeping on him. He was hitting, but he wasn't hitting like JC was though.
Yeah, he wasn't hitting enough. You know what I mean? Like. There was too much time
was,
in between
like,
each
I can't,
hit.
I can't say it was a body. Like, it was a 3-0, but it wasn't a body.
Yeah, because JC definitely took some blows. And I'll say JC took harder blows than J-Pro did. It's just that JC gave him more blows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just gave him more. He gave him more body shots than J-Pro gave him. You know what I'm saying? Even though J-Pro was hitting harder, he just wasn't hitting him enough. So they knock him down. Like, JC is just too consistent, man. All his rounds is fluent. He don't choke, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a problem, man.
You think JC's top tier yet?
Not yet, because he's not getting no top tier battles. Said, nah, not yet, because he's not getting them top-tier battles. Like, he ain't battled nobody top-tier.
Yeah, the
you
closest person so. He had top-tier was... Did he battle All Red?
Yeah, he battled All Red, but that battle kind of went under the radar.
Yeah. Because I know he battled All Red, and I know he battled Young Ill, like... And they're up there.
Yeah, but that Young Ill, that shit was whack.
Yeah, that was horrible.
And Young Ill ain't really top tier no more.
I don't know. We'll see.
Young Ill, like, yeah, nah, he ain't top tier no more. Remember the last time he battled besides the JC joint?
That was the last battle, JC joint.
Yeah, but what about before that?
Damn.
Yeah, see? Like, he ain't top tier no more. It's a whole different class right now.
True.
It's a whole different class.
Yeah. So the verdict on J-Pro and the verdict in J-Pro and JC, 3-0 JC?
Yeah.
All right. Next battle. I didn't even get to talk about this one last week, so I'm gonna talk about it now. Official and K Profit. That was a motherfucking body. Official, hands down. No,
yeah.
Clearly, no debating.
Yeah.
Official punch. Her fucking head off. Like, it was just like.
I think she needed to be in the URL.
Who do you think got the word? K Profit or Looney?
Looney.
You think K.
Looney definitely got the worst. Like Looney, yeah, because Looney, she's damn near about to pull her hair out. Like, you know what I mean? Lisa,
but
you know,
that,
K Profit got her
see
ass whipped, but you couldn't physically
see
Profit she was getting her ass whipped. Like, she
about it,
body
about
made
her.
Looney go out of her fucking mind.
But But Kate Prophet was doing the same thing. She was like she was like, you could see the frustration on her face. Like she was like she couldn't understand what was going on.
But Looney was more than that, though. Looney, it actually fucked up Looney's bars and rounds and all that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she was about to throw a fucking temper tantrum. Like, that's completely different. Like, you know what I mean? Where it just throw you off your whole game. Like, you're not even, she ain't give a fuck about, she ain't even, like, rap her written shit no more. She tried to freestyle because she couldn't even do that shit no more. Like, like, it was just different. Now, I will say Official was hitting the heavier bars, you know what I mean? I will say that. But I think K-Prophet is a better opponent than Looney.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just a different outcome, you know what I mean? Like, Looney ain't really that tough with the bars, like, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I don't know. But I think Official, she need to be in the URL. Something.
Well, she's going to be on the UW card in September.
Dada and the Dude?
I guess.
I want to see her. After, if she battled Buffy, and like maybe one or two more top-tier females. I don't want to see her battle no more females. Because who else is she going to really go to battle?
The next battle they talking about is her versus Bonnie.
I know. And after that,
it's only three girls that she can really battle. Like, she can either battle Bonnie, Jazz, or Hustle. That's it. She will kill everybody else. It's Bonnie Jazz or Hustle. She'll kill everybody else.
You think Jazz would be good enough?
I mean, I think the way Jazz goes into battles makes her good. Like, because she don't go with the gun sling shit. She goes into it like a whole different, like, she's like more of a conscious and fuck with your mind type. So I think she's a competitor with everybody because she don't gotta go with a gun sling. Because she's different, because she can fuck you up with just real bars. Like, she can fuck you up with real bars. That's why Jazz is a top tier, because she don't have to do that. Like, I'm not saying, like, the other girls ain't about that life, because really I don't know them, but that's what I'm saying. Jazz knows she ain't about that life, so she don't betray it. You feel me?
I know Bonnie is.
Bonnie.
You're rapping right a fair funeral, you know? Did you see that battle?
Hold on. First we got to ring the bell on this one. So Prophet and Official 3-0 Official body bag.
Yep.
All right. Why did you have to bring it up? I didn't want to talk about it. All right, go ahead, start it off.
I can't even remember right now who she battled.
Miss Merck.
Yeah. What the fuck happened, dog? Like, I was like, what the hell am I watching? This ain't the fair I know. Like, I don't know what the fuck that was. I don't know what the hell that was, though. Maybe it's because she had the weave in her head or something that fucked up her brain.
I don't know.
What's your take on it?
I don't want to say it.
What?
I don't want to say it.
Don't even say it.
I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Me, I'm starting to think that Kayshawn was writing her bars.
You think so?
Why
you say that?
Because she hasn't been the same since.
Wait, break that down to me. What was up? Was she fucking with Kayshawn?
Yeah, she was fucking with Kayshawn before she was fucking with Surf.
Man, she just went through it.
Yeah, she was with Zip 'em up.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think. She hasn't been the same since she left Zip 'em up. Zip 'em up dot mom. So it looks like Kayshawn was writing her bars because she really don't hit like that no more. Feel me? And it hurts to say because Farrah is my baby. But it's like she's not bodying nobody no more.
Yeah, because that battle is merciless now.
The last body she caught was Matrimony. And really, that's not really a body that you can really call because everybody bodies Matrimony. Like, really?
Well,
name somebody who hasn't bodied Matrimony.
I don't know. I know one thing. That was a sick-ass battle, though.
What?
It was definitely watching it. Farrah and Merc. Yeah.
Merc is kind of cute.
Yeah.
Merc is cute.
Yeah. She can get that work.
Merc
can get Merc.
Yeah.
Get that work.
All first verse. All intro. All second verse. All remix. Whole fucking album. All acapella. Whole fucking album. All live show.
The whole tour. Yeah, all tour.
Word.
So Farrah definitely lost that. I said Farrah definitely lost that joint, bro.
Yeah. I think I give her the third round. It's 2-1. I give Farrah the third round.
I don't even remember her third round.
She basically pretty much thunder.
Mm.
And Merc was pretty lax in the third round. So I would give that to Farrah.
I remember that now.
And Merc didn't go lax on the third round, she would have bodied her. So you with me with a 2-1?
Yeah.
2-1 Merc?
Yeah.
Now, the last battle to talk about tonight. This one right here was a great. It was highly speculated. It was so hyped up. It was everything I didn't expect. Everything I wanted to see in this battle, I didn't get. And you know what battle I'm talking about, Flame.
Yeah.
Big T versus Kayshawn.
That's what I'm getting tired of URL with, man.
Body bag, Big T. Body bag, Big T. 3-0, Big T. Body bag. Like, this. You watched the whole battle, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't see Kayshawn last round.
Did you not, like, as soon as Kayshawn started, did you not, like, didn't he look off to you? Like, his head wasn't all the way there?
He seemed like the regular Kayshawn, just the calmer one. Like, he didn't really have that energy, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, sometimes it's hard to tell, like, when a smack is hit, because you never know, like, what battle they in, whether it's the first one of the night or the last one. Like, you know what I mean? And smack got that reputation of you being there for 11 hours. So, them motherfuckers could have been bored as shit by time. You know what I mean? Bored and tired as shit by time they get ready to battle and all that. So, I give them that benefit of the doubt. But as he went on, man, I'm just like, something ain't right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, come to find out, you know what I mean? Don't quote me on it, but I think he, like, one of his close homies that got killed or something. So that could have been fucking with his hit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if that's the case, like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't going to say too much about it, like. At least he still went and did that shit. You know what I mean? So if that ain't the case,
right.
I don't know. That's my issue with Smack right now,
hard,
man.
Like, you know, it's hard for me to say that because Kayshawn is by far my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody knows, like, I bang with Kayshawn heavy. Like, I'm at work. After we finish trucks, I'm yelling, zip them up. Like, feel me? Like, I fuck with Kayshawn. So
well, it didn't affect him,
man. He got bodied?
Yeah, it didn't affect
like
him, man, because you're on the Three Madness 3 card.
Huh?
It said it didn't affect him, man, because you're on that Summer Madness 3 card.
Yeah, true.
Nope. According to Tay Rock, Tay Rock said him, Rex, and Kayshawn all on the court.
Well, I hope it's that Big T Rex battle. That's the one I want to see. I mean,
who?
Big T was hyping that shit up.
Big T versus Rex? Mm-hmm. Big T, I don't know. I get that to him. Definitely. Yo, did we ever talk about the Arsenal and Verb like last week?
Nope. Hold on, we can bang. Hold on, let's bang the gavel on this one first. So, Big T, Kayshawn, Big T, body bag.
As far as I know, like I said, I didn't see Kayshawn last round, so I guess so good as the Big T anywhere, though.
He choked in the third round.
Well, I'm glad I didn't see it then. Man.
They damn near booed him off stage. Well, both of them got booed like hell on
the
second.
They was both getting booed at one point.
But yeah. Oh! Before we start talking about that, we might have somebody calling in to talk about their battle. Just saying.
Okay.
Now, Big T Verb. I mean, Verb Arsenal. Let's go. Me, I say Verb got him. 3-0. I wouldn't say it's a body, but he definitely got him 3-0.
I'm on the fence. I think Verb got him. Definitely. That's not a debate. I think Verb definitely got the battle. I don't know if it's a 3-0 or a 2-1. Arsenal was going in on Verb and the whole Verb and Hitman joint. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He was blasting them about they not really being friends and the loyalty and all that.
The second round.
Yeah, like, that was some... I like real shit, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't doing all that miscellaneous bullshit, the snake verse clarinet and all that fucking fuckery shit. Like, he was actually spitting some shit, you know what I mean?
You know how many fans he lost with that one line?
But, like, a lot of his shit, like, Arsenal just bores the fuck out of me. Like, if he cut his shit short, you know what I mean? Instead of rapping for 10 fucking minutes, he would be all right. But you go out 10 minutes and you just saying the same shit over and over. Like, you talking about how you're a Crip and how you bust guns and shit, and you say it like 100 different ways each round. It's too much. Like, you know what I mean? After a while, I go off and start doing some other shit and come back like, damn, this nigga's still rapping. Like, you know what I mean? And Verb just killed him, man. He killed him. But, like, that one round, I think Arsenal, you know, was actually saying some shit. But then Verb schooled him again on the last round. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Verb was speaking that real shit to him. Verb
yeah,
with that real
he
shit.
Came back. He came back with that real shit. You know what I'm saying? But that was some hypocritical shit because Verb be doing the same thing he was talking about. He's talking about guns and all that shit, too. So I looked at him like, yeah, it's a good angle, but, nigga, you can't take too much of that. One of his biggest lines from that battle was a gun line. Talking about you could cocky doing the Elvis dance. You know what I mean? Like,
that shit was hard. That shit was hard, though.
So, yeah,
you
can't
run
that shit hard. Yeah. It was. So, I don't know. I think Arsenal need to cut his rounds a little short.
Man, I'm kind of disappointed, though. Because Gnome 3 was supposed to be, like, this amazing card, and there's no battle that came out that was impressive yet.
Everything's been kind of weak. That's what I was saying. That's the thing I got issue with Smack right now. Like, every fucking battle that come out, he's like, oh, it's a classic, it's a classic. And, like, nothing been classic. Nothing been classic. Even with the Ultimate
like,
Friday shit.
Like, the matchups for Gnome 3 were supposed to be, like, everybody looked at it like, oh, my God, how is Summer Madness going to top this? And right now it's looking like, well, it's going to be pretty easy.
Yeah. I mean, because people were joining up the USF shit more than that. At least the Ill Will
really?
Battle. You know what I mean? So.
I'm mad at my boy Tone now.
Yeah.
How'd you lose the skull?
He just said he felt uncomfortable. Like, he said it's just not them. Like, they used to, you know, that real shit, that URL. The stage, you know, doing their thing, like that whole BET. I guess he just wasn't in his zone. Like, he couldn't get in his zone. He ain't feel like him. You know what I'm saying? And I guess it's understandable. You know, he felt like he's selling out and shit. Like, I don't know. So he just wasn't putting his all into it, from what he said.
Well, when you bring it like that, down like that, that makes sense.
I know Ill Will, I don't know if you've seen Ill Will's vlog. He just put out a vlog, I think, yesterday. And he was talking about it, you know what I mean? He was talking to Tone and all that shit, and he was explaining it.
Nah, I didn't see it. Patch me the link to it so I can put it on the show page and let so everybody can see it.
All right, I got you. He a funny nigga, too. He a funny nigga. You'll see it when you look at the joint. That nigga, he a funny dude.
Yeah, that nigga is hilarious.
He was talking about he freestyled like 85% of that battle was Alcatraz.
Huh?
The Alcatraz battle with him and Alcatraz. He was talking about like that third round, he freestyled like 85% of it.
Stop playing for real?
Yeah, with the whole tongue ring shit and all that.
Damn, that was impressive.
So he freestyled like 85% of that shit.
Damn, that was impressive.
Yeah, that's crazy.
See, that's, like, I envy niggas like that, that can freestyle like that. I can't freestyle work for damn! I'm If it was coming to rain, I'll body a nigga any day. But freestyle, yep, three is, like, if I went to, I cannot, that's why I never went to Freestyle Friday. I can't freestyle, shit, I'll get bodied. I'll probably be the first nigga they boo off stage.
he need to be on Summer Madness. I don't think he is, but JC, I know JC not on there, and they was throwing a whole fit about that. And that's kind of crazy because JC had one of the biggest years this year.
Yeah.
I think he probably has the most bodies this year.
Ever since Ever since him and Chiller? Please.
Yeah. I think JC has the most bodies this year.
Yeah, he does.
And you don't got him on Summer Madness? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Is another I'm trying to figure out where this battle is going to be. $3 do surf.
Oh, that's going to be URL. He already said it.
It's finally happening. Thank God.
This is going to
be a Summer Madness too. You know what? Let's get into some music before I get too hyped about that. I think I might take it to the Queen of the Ring. I might play some Tory Dell and some Hazzy. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's how we're gonna rock out. And we'll be right back.
This is a TV.
Guess a chick with bottoms labeled as intimidating. His bitches hating and these niggas so we fabricated. Them bitches saying I don't write my shit, they must be faded. Must be playing, got my name popping like they masturbating. I don't get it, man, y'all bitches should be thanking me. Follow my lead, I bet it's easier than hating me. Oh, you ain't heard of me? That's kind of disturbing me. Cause I'm a sight to see like a blind man performing surgery. These basic chicks say basic shit. I'm getting money to chicks and zicks. I'm number one, they place the fifth, so I can understand why they make me piss. They make me sick. Claim they got a problem, but they stay shook. Plead the fifth in person, but make a status on Facebook. Bitch, please, how the fuck you a boss, but stay on your knees. Begging, please, for love and support, claiming that's all you need. Follow me, baby, that'll help you get your bars up. Cause all this hate you displaying, making your ass a starstruck. If you see your fucking hater, point them out. Let's get these motherfuckers something to talk about. Tell them keep stalking, keep watching, keep lurking, keep watching. It be the same motherfuckers in your face. Smile secretly wish you make the ticket plain. Tell them stop faking, it's overrated. But keep hating, cause that's my motivation. I hear niggas I thought was cool with me, claiming that they threw with me, but just hit me up yesterday. So yeah, that shit is new to me. Niggas that claim they fuck with me, claiming that they fucking me. Y'all barely getting hugged from me. So we put the fuckery. Suddenly I'm feeling more alive than I've ever been. Like an AIDS patient taking his first dose of medicine. Must be doing something right. My haters trying to box with me. I just turn y'all bitches from the topic and apostrophe. I tell y'all ain't no stopping me. My monopoly is too long. You don't want no trouble, then your sorry ass move on. Ain't got time for sneak dissing. That will have your teeth missing. Bet your ass to see different. Cause my right hook's too strong. They tell me I am too born. Maybe I should sober up, but alcohol's the reason your family got me supposed to. Never on the same plane, I'm always flying over ya. Has you taking over like what followed did while told ya. If you see your fucking hater, point him out. Let's get these motherfuckers something to talk about. Tell them keep stalking, keep watching, keep lurking, keep watching. And be the same motherfuckers in your face. Make it smile, but secretly wish you make the ticket play. Take your tongue and stop faking, it's overrated. But keep hating, cause that's my motivation. The shit is real.
I just want you to myself, but I got this feeling you fuck with somebody else. Remember them late nights talking on the couch? I would hear rumors and still give you the benefit of the doubt, but that's over. I guess I'm getting older now, wiping my own tears. I ain't gotta cry on nobody's shoulder now. It ain't nothing for me to dust you. I hate the fact that I love you, but I can't trust you. Do everything in my power to please you, just to get mad and holler that I don't need you. I can feel it, I'm losing you, but you still come around. So I know she ain't fucking you like I used to do.
You right, she don't know what to do with the pipe. Matter of fact, Tori, what you doing tonight? I got some sour and some rock for us. We gotta chop it up, work to my mama, who's trying to holler, but I ain't trying to fuck. It's yours, right? Take it now. Smile, right? Let me make it wet. Babe, I swear I hate to make you vex, but you know I love that make you sexy. That's when you moan and groan. Don't yell over the phone. Who you showing off for? Better lower your tone. I be joking if I say I ain't open. Come on, that's why I wasn't difficult to think of a flow to the song. Feel me? It's just that I don't be knowing how I'm supposed to feel. Tap my name on you, let me know it's real. Cause I just want you to myself. But I got this feeling you fuck with somebody else.
All that shit relevant. Let's make the best of this time. I'm tired of arguing over petty shit. It's mine, right? Take some clothes off. Pussy dope after we fuck. I watch you doze off. Then I start to think about the problems again. Yours like we just keep going in circles, or is it me? I'm just indecisive. I put up a wall around my feelings only to protect. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I forgave you though for any wrongdoings. But how many times you gon' do them? My intuition telling me something different. I wanna listen, but you tell me that I just be tripping. But we gon' say that for another song. See these truths, take them on.
We back in this motherfucker. Yep. We back in this motherfucker. All cash. You know what I mean? Y'all know what the deal is. Flame, where you at?
I'm right here. What up?
What the hell did you just say to me?
Huh?
What the hell did you say in the message?
Nigga, that's for the message.
Betrayal. I just read it. Betrayal. No doubt. Yeah. We're here. We still talking about battle. We still talking about this good old battle talk. You know what I mean? The show get into that battle talk radio and everything, all snapping. And if y'all want to interact with us and everything, everybody in the call log, if y'all want to interact with us, just press that 1. And you can talk to us and everything, give you feedback on what you've been hearing, or speak your mind, give you shout outs, or all that good shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's how we doing it. Where were we? Because I forgot.
You were talking about Reed, Dollar, and Surf.
Oh, yeah. Bombing is going to happen. What's your prediction,
yo? I don't know. He got to get past John first.
Yeah. I think... Oh. Yo, what do you think John going to flip on him? John going to flip something.
He going to flip something. But John hates to be slept on too hard. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't...
No, John,
I don't consider John top tier yet.
I'm not respectful to John. John's a problem.
He is. I don't consider him top tier yet. I think he's like a step below it. You know what I mean? I think he'll be there eventually.
He's a mid-card. He's definitely a mid-card.
Yeah. He ain't none of these PG niggas either. So he definitely getting read out as a problem. Shit. Even some of these PG niggas. Like, do you consider JC and those still PG?
No.
Like, who is PG now? Like, I don't know who the fuck. It can't be like Rosenberg Raw, Big K and them. Like, who the fuck is PG now?
Newborn.
Fucked up.
Like,
he in there by himself. Anybody that's had a newborn, you stepping down to PG.
I mean, trying to think. Rosenberg, I don't think Rosenberg stepped out of PG.
Rosenberg is nice, though.
Yeah, but I don't think he's, like, really stepped out of PG yet.
don't know, man. Like, it seemed like the PG class all just stepped up at the same time.
They had to. It's like they both stepped up.
You know when they stepped
it
up?
It was just very, like, this PG class that just entered, like, was a very impressive PG class. I mean, look at who you got in there. You got Tone. You got Tone in there. You got Ill Will. You got JC. You had Chiller. Like, who else was in there? Cash Eaton. Who else?
Yeah, Lottie Zay was in there, right? Wasn't Lottie Zay in there?
Yep, Lottie Zay. Like, it was just an impressive, it was a very impressive PG class.
Was Daylight ever PG? Where the fuck he come from?
Daylight's not even URL. Like, Daylight's not URL.
Who is anymore? Ain't nobody really URL no more.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody's out on everywhere.
Surf is URL. Surf.
How?
Cuz.
How, where is it? The leader of his crew got his own battle league. How's the URL?
Because when you haven't heard, when have you seen Surf battle on UW? Don't worry, I'll wait.
It's not like he battle every month, nigga.
But I mean, why ain't you on his? Like, why ain't Surf on the card? Any card?
When last time UW had a battle?
So
when's the last time UW had a battle?
That trash ass Armageddon. That trash ass Anarchy.
That was the shit with Swave and Osolo.
Yep.
Yeah. Osolo took that whole league.
That was bad.
It's like I told Ill Will on Facebook, like, if Ill Will, JC, Sway Seven is not on, if one of them is not on Turn Madness 3, like, I ain't fucking with Smack for a minute. I'm getting tired of seeing the same motherfuckers up there, man. I'm tired of seeing Rex. Like, I'm tired of seeing Arsenal.
I'm kind of mobbed out.
Yeah, like, I could deal with, like, Team Rock being up there. You don't see him too much. You know what I'm saying? But.
I'm tired of seeing the same niggas.
Put some new niggas up there, man. The new niggas been killing it. Like, how
the fuck do you not have Ill Will up there? Ill Will deserves Summer Madness. Point blank, period. Ill Will deserves Summer Madness. JC deserves Summer Madness.
Slaves deserve it. Like, what the fuck is y'all doing?
Slaves deserve Summer Madness. Lottie Zay deserve Summer Madness. Them niggas deserve Summer Madness.
I think Daylight, did you see the blog Daylight put out?
I fuck with Cal, but I don't like. Like, he has one battle this whole year.
Who? Calico?
Yeah, he had one battle this whole year.
Yeah, he don't need to be on there. I mean, I guess he could go in there just because of his name. And people want to see what he's going to do, you know what I mean, after the whole beatdown by Lux.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can see them putting him on there just because of that, you know what I'm saying, see how he come back and all that. But as far as, like, the people putting in work, like, there's motherfuckers that you leaving out. Like, what you doing? Like, I wouldn't even be mad if Daylight was on there. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that's going to happen now that he had cussed out Smack and all that shit.
Right. I mean, shit. Hold on. Fuck that. What did Arsenal do? But Arsenal battling.
Yeah, but that was over, that was over a time period.
Arsenal's going to be at Summer Madness.
That was over a time period. You know what I mean? Like, this is recent. All this stuff is recent. He put out a video blog. I don't think Arsenal put out any video blogs about against Smack, did he?
This nigga put out a video blog clowning the shit out of URL Smack. For no reason at all, honestly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think he was just being extra, but I don't know, these niggas wild. I'm a hitman on some other shit.
I haven't even seen the Hitman shit yet.
The Hitman shit was just on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And he's talking about, you know, you taking food out of his kids' mouths and all that shit by not putting out the battle and all that. And people, they're not understanding, like, how is he losing money when he got paid at the battle? But apparently he get paid off of views. You know what I mean? So.
Like, you get a check for the battle, and then you get paid off of the views.
Yeah, but I don't think every battler got that. You know what I mean? Only certain ones. So,
well, I guess he's snapping about that. He's one of those people.
Yeah. But at the same time, nigga, chill. Like, what the fuck?
I think only the top tiers get that feel.
I mean, it's really up to YouTube. If you bring in enough views, you're going to get that. You know what I mean? YouTube was going to offer that. I don't think URL got anything to do with that. That's just like spoken reasons and people like that. If you get enough views, YouTube's going to break bread with you. You know what I mean? So if he's getting a couple million views for battle, you know, he's going to get the extra check. So,
really?
But at the same time, like, you got to be professional about this shit. And the crazy part is, like, the battle that he was snapping over the Verb and Arsenal joint. In the beginning of that battle, Smack was talking about, yeah, we still got to release the Hitman joint. You know, we saving the best for last, but there's some other shit. And then that whole shit went down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's ironic as fuck. Because Hitman wanted to flip that corner.
That was the funny. I laughed about that part, too. I'm like, why? Why is he? But, hey, I mean, when push come to shove and everything, you ain't getting no checks. You get irrational. You feel like motherfuckers are playing you, like, and
but it's not
like
you got the only battle that ain't come out. Yeah, I can see that was like the only battle that ain't come out at that time. Like, there's a lot of people waiting for their shit to drop.
But
so why you being so damn impatient?
But you know what? I would have been mad, too, at the outcome of that battle, out of the Verb and Arsenal battle. I'd be pissed, too, if my battle is the best. Why? That came out first. You rushed that straight out. I would have been mad,
but
too.
But he got booed. He got booed entire round. So it's not like he bodied the nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, this shit wasn't that fucking great, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? You just being a brat. Nigga, chill out. Let your shit come out. Now you fucking up a lot of money because now you banned from the URL.
Smack banned him?
Yeah, he banned from the URL. His shit ain't dropping now.
Damn. Smack just banned him, nigga.
He was up there talking reckless. He was threatening people. He can't, come on, man, over a fucking battle, dog, chill. You got fans that's waiting to see your shit. You know what I mean? Your fans more patient than you were. Like, just chill. So, I hope they get that shit squared away. You know what I'm saying? Because I like Hitman. That's one of my favorite battlers.
I fuck with the whole St. Louis movement.
I fuck with B Magic. I fuck with X Factor, even though he been hit and miss lately. I still fuck with X Factor a lot.
He ain't St. Louis. He Detroit.
Oh, he Detroit. They all this whole Midwest joint though.
Yeah,
the whole
Midwest movement. So
the cannon,
the two cannons.
Huh?
The two cannons, Big Cannon, Young Cannon.
Yeah, like, what the fuck's up with Big Cannon, yo? He need to have some more battles. Like, there's a lot of niggas that's crazy out here. Like, you can have Big Cannon versus Ill Will.
Ooh!
That would be fucking crazy. You can't lose with that fucking battle. You know what I mean?
Hold on. We gotta go into the music break. I gotta put that through my mind for like a couple times. Damn. Yeah, we gotta go into a music break. We're gonna get into this Quills vamping, and I might play another song after that. I just need to get myself together after that one. Yeah, we gonna come right back.
I'm steady out dream chasing, I be vamping. I'm vamping.
Yo, man. I don't understand these girls, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really have a nigga fucked up, man. I can't deal with that shit, man. For real. I'm gonna talk about it, man. For real. Yo, the only girls who can break my heart is Anaya in Brooklyn, cause they always playing their part, and they just like daddy, so you know that's making it hard on any girl looking for relationships to start. I ain't trying to get played, the light brings too much in the dark, and the way that these girls moving now, you gotta be smart. You can't wear your heart on your sleeve, it fucks with the starch. There's a lot of thirsty niggas running around here parched, like turning hoes in the housewives turned to an art. Now the ones that I ran through go for walks in the park, but I guess it's better together and further apart. The only thing I ask of you is, cause I ain't trying to be down into precinct, looking indecent, going through it like Mark Leeson. Cause I got pride and plus I got warrants, so I'm gonna take heed to where Clementina warns us. I know you hate me, can't face me, you wanna let me go. You're dealing with some emotions that I can never show. You tried it together, you pushed us apart, so now I can't let you break my heart. She said she hates me, can't face me, she wants to let me go. She dealing with some emotions that I can never show. We tried it together, she pushed us apart, so now I can't let you break my heart. There are a few girls I wish I was with. Not that I need the closure, I just wonder what if. Like, what if I never did the things that I did? Or better yet, what if she left when I did my bid? I can't take that for granted, cause it is what it is. I learned to live with regrets off the strength of my kids. Forget and forgive is asking a little too much. So forgive me if I forget you and not keep in touch. Who do I trust? Yeah, bitch, I think I'm Scarface. And you insane Bolt if you think you make my heart race. You push it between a rock and a hard place. So I gotta let you know what it is for the bar's sake. Save all the heartache, this ain't the heartbreak. So I need you to put on some shoes that's part skate. Escape, cause I'm going with the wind. You may not love me now, but I didn't love you then. And if I'm acting now, it's because you held it in. And this doesn't involve your mom, sister, or your kin, your auntie, your cousins, or any of your friends. You see where that got you, keep listening to them. I know you hate me, can't face me, you wanna let me go. You're dealing with some emotions that I can never show. You tried it together, you pushed us apart, so now I can't let you break my heart. She said she hates me, can't face me, she wants to let me go. She dealing with some emotions that I can never show. We tried it together, she pushed us apart, so now I can't let you break my heart. Yeah, man. You know, this song's dedicated to you. You know who you are. I ain't gotta say your name. Probably a few of y'all like, damn, is he talking about me? Yeah, I am. Holla. Yo, man, what they gonna think when they hear this?
What? I saw the tweet. I saw the tweet you sent to Cotton Candy. You got jokes now?
Hey man, every little help count, right?
Shut up. I do need help,
hey, though. I try to help my brother out, though. That's all.
We need to have Cotton Candy on the show.
We do.
We need
hey,
to
yo,
see
all this shit going on with Nicki Minaj lately? You see her Instagram picture?
Nah.
You ain't see that?
Man, yeah. I just got Instagram today.
You got Instagram?
Yep.
Wow.
Yes, I just got Instagram today.
What is it, Crush the Catalyst?
Of course. It's all about branding.
Huh? Well, yeah.
It's all about branding.
Yeah, she got a picture up there. She took a little selfie with no shirt on. It's like, all right. Then she got another drone. She's twerking in the pool.
Mm.
And she's snapping. Then she spazzed. Did you see her on TMZ?
Nah.
Spazzing on the bull of ransom from Jersey. Straight sun this nigga.
I mean, did you see Ransom new video?
I didn't see the video. Is that why they
He basically said he wrote all nigga shit.
Nah, that's not what he was saying. That's not what he was saying. He was saying he was giving her verses, but back in those days when she was like the mixtape Nicki Minaj, they had like 8 joints that they collaborated on. Like he did features for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's when 18 was popping. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he was saying. He wasn't saying like he was writing for her. So when they came to her, it made it seem like that's what he was saying. Like she spazzed. Fast, move the fuck out. But that was a good look for him, though. Like, for her to even acknowledge that and spaz like that, that got him a lot of fucking attention.
He was really throwing a lot of people, like, out. He threw French out. French out. He's still throwing shots at Button.
Yo, that beef right there was
like,
epic.
Did you catch that line he threw at Button, though?
Nah, I ain't even listen to the joint.
Because basically, he said, I'm trying to get it verbatim. He basically said, he's like, they got a nigga and put him with a couple other niggas to get him out.
Mm.
So basically, Button got, I'm putting him with a couple other niggas, Slaughterhouse. Yeah.
Mm.
I was like, wow. Still mad?
Yeah, you need to let that go.
Yeah, like, I mean, y'all
sure,
two is getting
sure
fucked together. Like, you, like, I don't know.
That shit was, that little beef was epic, though. That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
That shit was intense. Just from, like, the vlogs they was putting out against each other, that shit was mad intense.
Yeah.
That was back when Joe Budden TV was really popping.
Yeah. Joe Budden TV used to be the shit.
Yeah, for real. That's the original love of hip hop. Straight up.
Bart.
I was going to say something. I can't remember the fuck I was about to say now. This is a lot going on, man. It's a lot. Like
yeah.
That Drake dropped his new record.
What is
two
it?
Chain, the one, the All Me Drake, the Two Chains and Big Sean on there. That's all right. Then he dropped another fucking record, which is like, see, he kind of killed my hope. I ain't gonna lie, he killed my hope. I was hoping that this album that he was working on was gonna be like more of him spitting, you know what I mean, like the old Drake. I'm like, all right, he did the, you know, started from the bottom joint. I'm like, all right. He had another joint. I was like, all right. Then he had the All Me joint. I'm like, all right, he's snapping. And then he dropped the joint Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like some straight out the 80s, like 80s wedding music type, all R&B type shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
80s wedding music?
Yeah, it's like, but it's like straight up 80s music. I'm like, are you serious? Like, he just killed my hope. Straight up. And that's like the first official single. So. Yeah, can't rock with that. What's that?
Drake be trying.
Yeah, like he really trying to be like the light skinned Keith Sweat. Like he's really taking that shit to that level.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't defend him on that shit.
I'm just, okay. You know what? I'm starting to love Instagram. I really am. I'm really starting to love Instagram.
Nigga, I told you.
I got 52 followers already. I started it at like five, around five. I got 52 followers.
What, you got the iPad now?
Huh?
What, you got the iPad?
Yeah, iPod.
iPod, okay.
Yeah. So I'm on my Instagram shit now. I really gotta still learn how to work it. Yo, how you make collages and shit? Like all those collages and shit. I'm trying to learn how to do that.
You gotta get an app. You gotta get an app.
Okay, for where to get that app at. But
I'm not gonna do that on the iPhone. Yeah.
I got all my good apps on here. I got my Facebook, I got my Twitter, I got my Instagram, I got my Pornhub. Yeah.
Yeah, with that said, shout out to Bianca Moore, Triple X, at Twitter, Bianca Moore, Triple X.
Shout out to Bianca Moore, yeah. Matter of fact, Flame, tweet that. Hurry up. Go ahead and tweet that. So she know we talking about her. And tweet Leighton Bennett, too. Let her know we're talking about her. Because I love her. Oh, my God, I love her. It's just something about her skin.
Who is that?
Leighton Bennett. The one I told you about? Yeah, it's just something about her skin. Damn, I'm slipping. All right. Focus, Crush. Focus. You know what? I'm going to get into another music break. And I'm going to get into a song that, well, basically. This is a song for Leighton and Bianca, if she let me. Really? You're rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Rag out.
And I'ma go get her, and I'ma I go deep in that, will she toss it back?
And shorty fucking with a monster when she stepping to me. You're standing long, stroking the building, looking for a little free. Dreaded with the fitted, she fat me the digits. So when I hit it, I'm looking the pussy until she start creaming and dripping. Flipping, looking for the stick and I'm picking her up. Party hoe, she slowly blowing till my dick is swollen up. I give her pipe like a lap is being sliced by a butcher. And I dick a throw like I'm trying to rig a windpipe. She like the gag and freaky action, baby girl. Get a wet, licking on my chest while I'm molesting her breast. She's on the glazed over morning, let me know that. This pussy, I own it up in a sexual moment. Bubble bouncer pumping on that ass like I'm trying to split it. Flip her body like a pancake when I hit it. She see a nigga in her dream, guillotine a monster. Fucking the devil called fuck, cause I'll be the problem.
Fresh death of my fitted. She snapped back to come with it. Hey. She snapped back to come with it. Hey. She snapped back to come with it. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter, toss the back. Don't fresh death of my fitted. Hey. She snapped back to come with it. Hey. She snapped back to come with it. Hey. She snapped back to come with it. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter, toss the back.
And then that we are back. I do want to do that to them.
Yo, did you know Delaware was supposed to get in the pro football team?
Huh?
So did you hear anything about Delaware supposed to get in the pro football team?
No, we not.
That's what they're saying on Facebook right now. It said it was in the paper today. And they talking about a pro basketball team, the 87ers. I hope that ain't true.
We already got the D-League team. We got the D-League team. They ain't going to give
us... What the fuck is an 87er?
I don't know.
They don't need to do that. I give them the deal like, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Quill. You don't got quills like that. Don't do that. You marked out. You are marked out. But, yeah, we ain't getting no team. Even though it would be dope. You know how many fans the Eagles would lose if we Delaware got his own team?
Where the fuck would they play?
That's what I'm trying.
Blue Rock Stadium?
Right, Bob. Right, Bob.
Wow. They ain't going to make no type of money.
How wouldn't they?
You talking about a basketball team or football?
I'm talking about football.
At the Bob?
I mean, of course it would start off small, but, like, if we got an NFL team, do you know how much rent, like how much that'll bring into the bring much money I'll bring into the state?
Yeah, but you ain't gonna make money playing at the Bob. Ain't no seats in them motherfuckers. Not for a pro team, nigga. You can't have the Cowboys come to the Bob and you got regular bleachers.
True.
You gotta build a fucking stadium.
I mean, maybe at Dover Downs. Maybe they make a stadium at Dover Downs.
There's a lot of, where they be camping out at. The rednecks would be pissed off.
No, they won't. They'd be happy as a motherfucker.
I mean, yeah, and let's say you use Dover Downs, you know what I mean, going inside the racetrack.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of open land down there where they be camping out and shit.
They can use the open land to make a field.
Yeah, I thought they were going to do that, though. Because that's where they be having no festivals and shit at. Which bringing a lot of money, so who knows. I personally don't see it happening, but if it do, it'd be a good look, I guess.
Yeah. But did you hear what I said?
What?
You know how many fans the Eagles will lose if Delaware got his own team?
Yes.
Do you realize how much all the Philly organizations will lose if we got our own pro teams? Because really, we just bandwagon off of Philly teams. That's true. I mean, it's true. Like, we bandwagon off of Philly teams.
if they show any signs of being good, yeah, Cody definitely lose a lot of fans.
They gonna be on the heels. Did you tweet Bianca and Layton? Okay, you tweeted
Bianca. I did
Bianca. Why didn't you tweet my baby?
Cause I couldn't find it.
It's easy, Flame. Layton Bennett, Triple X.
You said Layton?
Yes, Layton. Lord, that's why you can't get niggas to do these jobs. It's only fucking up.
I ain't thinking about no damn league.
I am.
Then you could have been tweeting it, nigga.
Yes, I definitely want to see that. Bianca in the snap. Bianca snapback. Yeah, I definitely want to see that. I got to retweet that. Okay, in case y'all don't know what we're talking about Twitter. And, well, Flame, since you read better than me, why don't you read what is being tweeted right now?
Nah. That wouldn't be a good idea. Nigga.
Well, I'll do it. Shout out to Bianca Moore, XXX. We're trying to have you in the snapback video. I think it'd be a really great look and everything. So, yeah, holla at us. Shadow we all day. Y'all getting on the smooth shit, you know what I mean? Shadow we all day. You think it's time, Flame?
Yeah, it's time, because he's rolling overtime.
Yeah. I just have so much fun. I just be having so much fun. I never want to stop the party. It's just too much fun. But it has to end. So, go ahead, let the people know where they can find you at.
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, at the Real Old Flame, YouTube.com/Old Flame, ReverbNation.com/Old Flame. I Believe in Old Flame on Facebook, Old Flame fan page, Facebook, Shadowy Media, Instagram.
Oh, Smith, that's what I remember. Yo, who made the Shadowy Media logo?
Fuck.
That shit's tough. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, Shadowy Media Instagram. That nigga Flame on MySpace. That nigga Flame on Black Planet. Just Google the real old Flame. Old Flame, that's me. You'll find me. All my links, all my connects. I'm very accessible. Holler at me. Make sure if y'all in this area, man, Tri-State come out this Saturday, the 10th, to the Queen Theater. Come support your boy. I'm performing live for 4 or 5 different record labels, man, for this spot to be on the big concert with Ace Hood, K Michelle, Cash Out with some other people, you know what I mean? We're going to do it big. This our moment, man. Shadow We the Movement. The wave is real. And we doing it like that, man. Shout out to all the supporters, man. It's the show next to Blow. Old Flame. That's all it is, man. So I'm better with the outro. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck about the intro. I'm better with the outro. I got more shit to say on the outro. You know what I mean?
You really do. You good with the outro.
You know, I'm like, I turn up the outro. Like, I can't stop.
You good with the outro. Bet it off. Anyway, y'all know what it is. It's cool with Chilla, Shadow Week, Gorilla, Crystal Catalyst. You can see me with the batted chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove. So fucking smooth. Be aware, I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware, because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to Blow. Let go. And you know what it is. Y'all can find me. And my parting words is, you can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So cherish yourself every day, because you never know where you're going to be gone. You can find me everywhere. You can find me Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, now Instagram, Uvu, Skype, Only Females if you bout that life. CRUSHBACATALYST. Y'all know what it is. Ah. What should we plan for next week? I want to do something next week. I just don't know what.
I don't know. We'll figure something out. No, everything we do is
really
crazy.
Are we really going to have time to play? Look at our schedule. Are we really going to have time?
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Everything goes real Saturday. You know how crazy this week is going to be?
That means I got
to fast. If everything goes right Saturday, Thursday is the show.
So we might be here next week.
Yeah,
everything goes
right,
we'll be here for the show next week.
Yeah, hopefully we ain't here for y'all motherfuckers next week.
Yeah. Hopefully we won't be here for y'all next week.
Yeah, we won't be here talking to you motherfuckers next week. Hopefully. My fingers is crossed,
love,
I will not be talking to you
next week. We love y'all, but hopefully we won't be talking to y'all tomorrow.
But I'm not going to talk to you niggas next week. I don't.
Yeah. Because if we are talking to y'all next week, we're probably going to be some better motherfuckers on this line.
Play all fuck you music.
We're going to play fuck you the whole time. We're going to play fuck you the whole 2 hours. Non-stop on repeat.
Word. Or everything, yo. So I see y'all in 2 weeks. We'll holler at y'all in 2 weeks, man. Because I'm claiming
yeah.
it. I'm claiming it, man. In 2 weeks, man, we be back. Straight up.
Yeah.
So it's time, dog. It's time.
It's time.
I mean, that a lot of ways. It's time, dog.
Yeah. Y'all know what it is. Crusty Catalyst featuring Old Flame. It's time. See ya.
My way, take my shit back like OJ, OJ. Be calm, don't respond, cause this boy is worse than Vietnam with that nigga. Okay, I'm back in the building, feeling so comfortable, cause you new rap cats and snacks, Lunchables, and I need a big meal, cause I'm a big deal. You think you come to us? Get real, I've been a trending topic, like a Twitter blast.